This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Okay, happy Friday. The Sabres did a thing. We'll talk about its meaning and significance here. Jarmo Kekalainen. He's from Finland. And now that he's a Sabre, it shouldn't be long before we're told to pronounce his name differently. Isn't that what usually happens with Finnish Sabres people? We go for a while and then Paul shows up and says, actually, we're saying it wrong.
Talinder is Swedish. But
Talinder is Swedish. But, let's just make it Scandinavia then. Yeah, let's just make it all of Scandinavia.
Let's generalize like that.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that, and, you know, it's hilarious, right? But also that the greatest two Sabres ever, there's only like two names on the top tier, both have had their names pronounced differently. It's not unanimous on Perreault. You were going to say Perreault.
Perreault, yeah. Yes.
See?
Yes.
In this room, we have two people who kind of know their sports and would have said Perreault differently and have been saying it differently forever?
I guess so. I never noticed that we say it different. You often refer to him as Gilbert if he comes up.
Okay.
I feel like. And I don't ever use that. I don't ever use his first name that way. So you probably have noticed that I say Perreault, not the same way you do, but you often say Gilbert, so I've never noticed you saying it differently.
Well, I think of Ted Darling. Wouldn't he have known? I mean, did Darling say it different than Jeanneret? Can you hear Jeanneret saying Gilbert Perreault? I think I can. I think it's how it sounds. Darling would be Gilbert Perreault.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But maybe he didn't know.
Yeah. I feel comfortable that he did.
Me too. I've gone with it. I've just deferred to him.
And
on
if you're going to be wrong, and you're going to be wrong, you know, saying it the way that Ted Darling said it, that's an acceptable way to be wrong.
That's my excuse.
Yeah.
By the way, I thought of him today for another reason. So I had to take my dog.
Ted Darling or Gilbert Perreault?
Gilbert Perreault.
Perreault.
I had to take my dog in today.
Botterill.
To the. That's good. That's better. I had to take Margot in because she's got a little bit of a bump and wanted to get it looked at. And so how do you make that call? So I've got the GI Animal Hospital as written as that in my contacts. And I don't know the number. It's not that often. So I go to my phone app and then search GI. And the second name down is Perreault. And I thought today, I almost called him by accident to see if I can get Margot in to get her little bump checked.
What a humble brag this just turned into. You've got Gilbert Perreault's phone number in your phone.
I do.
That's pretty solid.
I don't know. It's got to have been 10 years, maybe. Yeah, I don't know if it's different now. But
that's nice.
I've never called him. I don't know why I have it. It would go back to that one time that we had him on. Like the only time I've ever spoken to him, I think, was that one time at the arena. Mike Gilbert set it up. Who, by the way, if I kept going on the GI, I could have gotten Mike Gilbert.
You would have gotten
It'd be better to call Gilbert than Perreault.
Yeah, that's a better mistake.
About this. Is that, am I saying it right? It's Gilbert. It's not Gilbert, Mike Gilbert. So, yes, I have had this thought every time I think I call the vet, is I'm almost calling Perreault by accident. If I'm not careful here,
yeah,
I will call him to see about an appointment for my pug.
That would be weird, especially if he started asking you questions. Well, what exactly is wrong with your dog?
That would be great. What seems to be the trouble?
What is your problem, Mr. Shope? All right. And then we've got what, Hashik and Hasek?
I was thinking Hashik, but
okay.
I don't have a firm stance on that one. It's close enough to the same.
I say Hashik.
Me too.
Always have.
Close enough to the same.
Yeah.
So Kekalainen, that's again the point. The bit here is that he'll change his. Let's talk about it, right? Because it's a thing, and
it's a very impressive thing.
Okay,
I'm impressed. You know, I don't know if it'll work. He is a person that I thought of during this. I don't think his name ever came up in here when we were talking about it, but
no.
If it had, I would have said there's no way he's taking that job.
Really?
Yeah, I just would not have thought he would come into that role. I just thought he might have feel like I don't want to report to Kevin Adams. I thought that would be a problem for anybody who's had that job, GM. He was the GM of the Columbus Blue Jackets for 11 years or 10 plus years, and he was fired during year 11, if I have the timeline correct there. And I just didn't think they'd pull. I was bracing for them to either one of two things: not hire anyone and have Eric Staal end up being the guy they pull into the boat to help the front office this offseason, or it end up being someone who was an assistant GM somewhere that was ready to maybe older still, but not someone who could outrank Kevin Adams walking in the door. I just didn't think that they would pull that guy in. And so I'm impressed that they were able to do that. I hope it works. I hope he speaks his mind. And I hope that he has a positive impact on the organization. But at face value, it's not a name I thought they'd be capable of pulling in.
Well, maybe you have a more informed opinion of him than I do. I only think of Kekalainen for when he took the job there. And it seemed like kind of a progressive idea. Mm-hmm. He was the first European-born GM in the league. And it sounded like he cared about his data. And so I liked it from that standpoint, but what did they accomplish? You know, I mean, Columbus has, I believe, one playoff series win ever. They've made the playoffs six times in 24 years. He's not there for all of it. He's there for almost half of it. Like, I don't know. I would not have said the same. I was told that the Sabres were serious about hiring someone for that role and that it would be, you know, they were hoping, maybe expecting it would be a name you knew. And if you knew that, I don't know if you would say the same about like being surprised that this guy would take the job. I also think I want to be careful not to just make too many assumptions about what the report to Adams part is, you know. It might end up being more of a collaboration than that reads. And also, not to be like this, but if you're Kekalainen or someone else, you know, considering this opportunity, you might think that, you know, Adams is about out of time.
Yeah.
You know, you could think that, or you could think there's no such thing as his being out of time, which is what going 5 years and getting nowhere kind of makes you think.
I do like that. I mean, I don't know how. It's part of the reason I didn't think that they would pull that person in, because it looks too much like an obvious replacement in waiting. And not to say that that Kekalainen would be uncomfortable with that. I just wasn't sure. I knew the Sabres were talking like they were after that sort of person. I just didn't think they'd be able to pull it off. What I'm giving you here is that, you know, my opinion of their ability to recruit anyone, management, players, is at an all-time low, and this flies in the face of that. So I want to give them credit for pulling it off. Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
I think he was the GM of the Columbus Blue Jackets, which can cut two ways, I think, anyway. I mean, what have they ever done? Sort of kind of like you just didn't exactly say that, but, you know, close.
I would say that.
Okay. While he was there, he pulled in maybe the last time there was a free agent on the market with the status that Mitch Marner has. This is not about to be a point that I think this increases the chances of the Sabres signing Mitch Marner, okay? But who would have thought, when Johnny Gaudreau agreed to go to Columbus, that blew everybody's minds.
Yeah.
He's the best free agent in years. In the prime of his career, he wants out of Calgary. He's from, North Jersey, Philly area, whatever, Columbus? I don't know. Maybe there were reasons for that I still don't know about. He was the GM that pulled that off. It impresses me that he was able to recruit a free agent of that stature to come to that market.
It's also possible. I mean, it's such a tragic thing, but if Gaudreau is on that team this year, they were close to the playoffs this year. I mean, Kekalainen is now out.
And the years that they had, there's a 109-point season in there before Gaudreau gets there. They had some good seasons, very good seasons there, not just like squeezing in. So sure, if they had success in the playoffs, are they some sort of stalwart franchise? Of course not. They're the Columbus Blue Jackets. There's sort of an afterthought in my mind. It's not a team that I ever think about. But again, circling back, that he was a part of getting Johnny Gaudreau there.
That sounds good.
I think that can give you some hope that he can help the Sabres with credibility in that department.
I think that's probably right.
So that's really that's the best I could have hoped to do with this hire. Whatever the name of the guy was going to be, whatever jobs he's had, whatever cups they haven't won, or whatever, playoff success, if you give me a guy that should be, I think, rightly perceived as upping their credibility, then that's a win. That's it. It's not very complicated for me. And it's not, I admit, a very high bar. Basically, I need somebody who has experience and has accomplished something in the league as a manager, and this guy qualifies.
Yep. Don't disagree. I won't bog us down with who's had a better last 25 years, the Sabres or the Blue Jackets, because maybe it's the Sabres. But yeah, I mean, I think all that's right. Credibility was the point. I mean, what happens is any of these kind of hires around the league, you're going to, it can be right too, but you're going to attribute the losing or the winning to it. You know, this person's experience, right? The guys who get this job are always experienced hockey men, right? I mean, Lamoriello and Holland and these people. Who was the guy that was with Boston that went to Edmonton or something. Everybody made fun of it, but he's been around forever.
Yeah. I can see his face and I can't think of his name.
It's just like,
I'm sorry.
Maybe it makes a difference. Maybe it doesn't. But the Sabres, I think, too, had sunk to a point where, fine, give me the director of hockey operations. Give me the president of hockey operations. Fine. You know, it won't be Russ Brandon this time. It won't be Kim Pegula this time. It'll be somebody that's served, you know, that like you can buy it. And you don't really care as much whether you and I or, you know, any fan buys it as you do people in hockey.
Right.
And that has a trickle-down effect. I mean, that's not just free agents, but it can be assistant coaches. It can be scouts. It can be a lot of people. You know, you want to restore credibility. And this, I think, was an easy way to do it.
It can be your own players currently.
That's right. That's right. This would be, it seems, an easy way. All this is it costs money. And you have to, well, if you're the owner, tell the other people in the organization, this is what we're doing. You know, they can take it or leave it, but we are doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for this reason, I would think. So you want to probably assume that the working relationships will not get in the way of any potential progress, and that it does have an overall positive effect. It's just money. You know, there's no cap for a job like this.
Right.
There's no draft picks you have to trade for a job like this. You just hire somebody for that purpose. And I would say, too, that it's good that the Sabres did it. I just never – it only is recent, if you probably know what I'm about to say. It only is recent that I thought – I threw my hands up with this idea. You know, go ahead. If director of hockey operations is what you think you need, go ahead. I don't think it has to be a bad thing. But for a long time, I pushed against it because why would you even really need this? This is how Paul talks. This is one area where Paul and I kind of are like-minded.
If you need this guy, then you have the wrong GM.
Right. Why do you need both? And that can still be said.
Yeah, well, I think I still do have the wrong GM. And a part of this for me, like I'm not, by saying this, I'm not rooting. Kevin Adams has not made a mess of every single thing he's touched. Last offseason, there were a couple of small wins, I think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ryan served a role. Ryan McLeod was a good deal, even though he gave up Matt Savoy. Like, McLeod was better than advertised.
Zucker
was a win. We'll see about the 2-year contract extension, but still. So, but all that said, where you are now is you've got a guy here who is going to be familiar with your organization, and if it does continue in the direction it's been going for the past 14 years, I've already attracted a credible candidate to take over, the likes of which I would have expected to have trouble attracting, you know, next summer if this all runs its course and it's 15 years and Terry Pegula just can't take it anymore and the sign is out front for a new GM. I just, like I'm saying about the Kekalainen hire for this job, I think you have a hard time attracting a genuine, experienced, bona fide candidate. As I say, that has to be the only way you go, but the hiring first-time guys has not worked yet here. So they already have in-house a better idea than I thought they could have a year from now or two or whatever the timeline ends up being. Hopefully it's never, and this just straightens out and they make some good moves and it's, you know, up from here. But if not, I think they got a nice safety net in place now.
That degree of pessimism, it's not like it doesn't make sense, but it really should never have been that bad. Where somebody, I mean, hockey just churns its own guys over and over. And it's 32 teams, not 100. So this gentleman, you know, out in Columbus, what's he going to do? Like, are they all going to say no to the Sabres if the Sabres walk in with a president of hockey operations offer that you would assume be commensurate with, maybe not in the biggest markets, but other people in the league that have that position? You know, probably. Is it that bad that somebody like some candidate like this would just, oh my God, of course not. I can't go to the Sabres for a few million dollars a year or whatever. I mean, it never really should have been like that. And I just kind of, maybe why I'm less surprised or impressed even than you is, like, it really should, this should have been possible. It just became, I think, the plan eventually. And I don't know, there are enough of these guys where you would think you could get one of them. It's just a question of the credibility point. It always comes back to that. I mean, the Sabres have hired, well, a lot of people in the last decade, you know, that haven't had very much success. It's just too many of them were really not this. They were not even this. I don't even think this is massive. I think too many of these guys were just like, maybe cheaper. This, anything can work, mm-hmm. Right? Ralph Kruger, Botterill, assistants, you know, apprentices along the way that were well recommended and like, all right, here, this won't be, maybe there's a resignation. There's been that from Adams, as we know, through his words, a tone of resignation in what the Sabres can't accomplish in terms of people that they bring to the organization. So for whatever combination of reasons, that's how it's been. It just, again, got to a point. This point's been said here, I think, maybe by both of us already. It's just, it's a little bit of a breath of fresh air to think that Terry Pegula chose that this was necessary or that chose to do this. Did he have enough people telling him that? Did he wake up to it? I don't know. But this has been a thing where the Sabres have, by their actions, shown that they really didn't think they needed. And, you know, today's a different day.
Yeah. I don't know what just happened, but the way when you just said the owner's name, my Siri activated. This iPad, oh, yeah. I have just like a rainbow ring around it when that's activated. And you said Terry Pegula, and it went. And let me shut that off, make sure it doesn't start talking to us here. Anyway, yeah.
You're acting surprised. I don't know that your iPad does that. Like you didn't set it up to do that.
Yeah, not with that Q word.
This is the bit. This is your window into announcing that actually you can't believe, you don't understand it, even though that's how you programmed it.
Yeah. Well, I definitely would cop to Adams talking the way he talked, having, I guess, more of an effect on me than you. Because that's where I think we're both coming from here with this hire and our reactions to it. I just thought they were in really tough. And I had sort of given up that they could do a thing that not just impress us, because you know the bar's low in Buffalo, but I think around the league people are going to notice that they did this, and like, wow, okay. And like even their own players are gonna, hey, wow, do you see what we did? A thing that's pretty cool. I mean, I sure hope it helps. I just did not see it coming.
Wyshynski liked it.
Yeah, right, I saw that. Yeah,
impressive move or whatever he said.
Yeah,
high praise.
Yeah,
for the move. Well, I wonder how the dynamics will play out, press conferences and such. I mean, Kekalainen, I think, was kind of public. I feel like he was with Columbus. It's still Columbus. It's not like they were hardly ever in like the national spotlight.
Yeah.
But, you know, if he's answering to Adams or whatever it is, like, does he attend the Adams stuff? Does he do media? Is he in the background? What was Brendan Shanahan in this role in Toronto? He was the voice of it.
He was above. I mean, he was between ownership and the GM.
Yeah, right. That was different.
That's a president. That's not an advisor reporting to the GM.
Am I wrong in saying president here with Kekalainen?
Yes. Okay. Senior advisor is the role. So I'm not expecting him. I think they'll have a news conference, I would hope, to introduce him.
Yeah.
But I'm not expecting him to. Senior advisor to me is, do you remember when Craig Patrick was here? Right. Now, I mean, that seemed like he was almost invisible. I feel like when we got to sit with him once, or maybe more than once.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like senior advisor is like, that is not a guy sitting on a dais having news conferences, at least not regularly. Because I think that might look weird.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That will be interesting to watch, because you know, I think we're going to want to hear his voice. Because that'll help us to think that his voice is being heard, that it matters.
Mm-hmm.
But if Adam sees this as somebody who's basically there to serve him, or that's how the organization wants to portray it, then we may not get very much of Kekalainen. We'll see. It's a thing. Coming up today, starting after this upcoming break, Sam Panayotovich, Bet Sweats. Lots to talk about with Sam, NBA, NHL, NFL. Connor Rogers joins us today, and then later on, Paul Hamilton on the Sabres hire. Thanks for being with us on this Friday. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Blazers had their chances. Within 10 in the third, within 12 in the fourth, New York responding on runs each time. And the New York Knicks have looked elimination in the eye, and they are alive and kicking. And now the series to Game 6 in Indy, with the Pacer lead cut 3-2.
Kevin Harlan, Game 6 in the Eastern Conference Finals is tomorrow night. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, joined now by Sam Panayotovich, the host of Bet Sweats, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And be sure to catch Bet Sweats live 9 to noon weekdays on the BetMGM network, the Odyssey app, and the Bet 1520. Unless it's like a Bisons game in the morning. But like there was yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
Kids' Day.
Yep.
Sam, what's the last minor league baseball game you've attended?
Oh, geez. I went to a Fisher Cats game. That's in New Hampshire, probably 2 years ago. Let's see. The New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Yeah, 2022. One of my best friends out of Chicago was pitching in the Cardinals organization, and he stopped through. I drove about an hour and 45. It was Taco Tuesday at the ballpark, guys.
Wow.
Oh, you love that. That's a Blue Jays team, isn't it? Isn't that where, like, Guerrero was?
Yep.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I got a buddy that lives in the area that goes to Fisher Cats games pretty regularly, in fact.
I wonder if they were one of the 47 teams that asked John Oliver to rebrand them. Right. Fisher Cats? I don't know. Sam, I'm not bragging. I just thought maybe you'd enjoy this. I made two bets today.
Okay, what do you got?
New England to make the playoffs at plus 155. Bulldog and I ran through their schedule yesterday, and it seemed like 10 wins is very plausible there. So we'll see if that happens and if that's enough. And maybe not as interesting, Kyren Williams to score fewer than 11.5 touchdowns for the Rams at like even money.
You have to sit with that one for a while.
Come on.
Well, the Patriots.
Let's see some Jarquez Hunter or even Blake Corum this year.
I love a good running back under because running backs get hurt all the time. And people always complain, well, you know you could bet the under, right? Like, everybody bets the over, and then a guy plays six games and doesn't hit. And it's like, well, if he didn't get hurt, well, you can bet the under, believe it or not. Now, quick follow-up on the Patriots bet. Was this before or after Diggs was passing out drugs on the boat?
This is after, yeah.
This
is today, yes.
I don't hear everything immediately, but I heard that one the other day. So, yes, I did. I don't know. He's not even healthy yet. Not worried about it.
Yeah, the drug's on the boat, Sam. Come on. What's the big deal?
Allegedly.
I mean, it's all good. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. It's May. But what if these things are repeatable, you know? Like, I don't know. We talked a couple weeks ago about the Patriots, and you guys played a clip of Adam Schefter saying that they're going to be a sneaky team.
Yes.
The win total is 8.5. I mean, they're essentially on the cusp of being a playoff team to begin with. I just don't know about the offense, guys. I don't. I think defensively they're a lot better. They certainly overpaid to shore up that side of the ball, and those Vrabel teams in Tennessee were always very good on defense. I still have some concerns about the quarterback. And I don't know that they were able to fix the offensive line. Now, they addressed it, but you got a rookie starting at left tackle, a second-year quarterback without a lot of weapons to begin with. I mean, they got Mac Hollins and Stephon Diggs. I mean, that's not exactly the greatest receiver room in the league. I'm sorry. And now you're going to hand the backfield off potentially to a rookie running back. That's a lot of rookie there, guys. I don't think I agree with you. I'm sorry.
I should have just called you then because I wouldn't have to worry about the VIC.
I feel somewhat partially responsible here for this, Sam, because like Mike indicated, we ran through their schedule late in yesterday's show and trying to be like fair, objective about it, not jerky, I think I got them to 10 wins. It's not a real hard schedule.
Can I say to that too, please? It's also that the first half of it is really easy. So we did this yesterday, as you're saying, and we got them to 6-2.
Right.
And then I can maybe hedge a little bit, right? At that point, if I'm 6-2, then what are my odds of missing the playoffs at that point? That's one of the reasons I picked New England, because I think they'll start well. So there's that.
One of us is going to be right. One of us is going to be wrong. That's the way it goes. Right. I do think, though, because I'll be honest, I don't really study the schedules like that. I just don't. I think it's a waste of time because injuries change everything. I did this last year with the Texans, right? I went under on the Texans. I'm like, oh, my God, look at all these quarterbacks they face, and then all of them got hurt. So I mean, they just faced a bunch of backup quarterbacks all year. CJ Stroud was good last year. He was great his rookie year. But they were facing – I mean, they missed out on Dak and Rodgers and, like, Tua was hurt. So the schedule game could all swing on team's health. I think – what's interesting, though, Mike, if you're right about this early part of the schedule, you could be in a spot where you could be holding over 8.5. You bet over 8.5, right? Is that the bet?
Playoffs.
Oh, make the playoffs. Okay, yeah. So you could essentially free roll the Patriots if they start 6-2. And then, right. I mean, they're going to be at that point. They'd be minus 400 or 450 to make. And then you could take plus 375 on the no and kick your feet up. That is a decent plan of attack. I will tell you, though, I'm looking at the board right now in week number one. The wise guys are coming in, and they're betting the Raiders. They're taking the points week one against the Pats.
What is it, three?
It is three at a couple shops right now. I saw four when it opened. So, I mean, that's That's a couple pops to move that market in the end of May, if you know what I mean. I mean, that's some decent money from players that win. I see a 2.5 at Pinnacle right now.
That's a sneaky big game for a wild card. I mean, both teams are hoping to make that jump, right, and maybe even expecting to. Pete Carroll, Mike Vrabel. You're not rebuilding anymore when you do that. That's a sneaky big week one game for this. So even just 1 week alone, I might be in notably better shape if I get a win there.
Sam, not like we need a reason to talk about the division the Bills are in on a daily basis, but we spent some time on the Dolphins yesterday too, because the report that they were looking maybe to trade Jonnu Smith to Pittsburgh dropped right as we were starting our show and captured our attention, and we ended up talking about that for, I don't know, almost the first hour, I feel like, Miami and what's going on there. I think the league at large, like people talking about the league, seem down on Miami. I'm in that group. I think Miami is going the wrong way. What do you think?
I don't know about the coach. I was big on him, too. I bet him for coach of the year 2 years ago. And at one point in the season, he was favored. And I don't know what the hell happened last year. It looked like he regressed. It looked like he got too cute. I remember vividly coming on this show a week after I had bet them, and he had Achan, and who was the other back? Was it Mostert last year?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They were running for 5 yards a pop, and on 3rd and 1, 4th and 1, he went fullback wham on both plays, and the fullback fumbled on 4th down. And he outsmarts himself all the time, and I wonder in that room how he's received. I don't know. I'm just, like, pontificating about this. I wonder if some of those guys in that room are like, all right, this guy's got to go. Because he does give the vibes of a coach that came in hot. Everybody was, you know, putting him on this pedestal. And if you look at the trajectory of him there, it's really good out of the gate, and it's gotten worse. That is a guy that, you know, some people have these markets at some of their books. First coach fired. I would be very interested in a piece of a Mike McDaniel first coach fired bet. I think that has combustibility written all over it. And once you lose Tyreek Hill, the whole thing could fall apart.
I haven't looked at that one yet, but I want to now. Sam Panayotovich on the Western Hotline. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Here's another future NFL futures thought, although I'm not sure you can literally or exactly bet this. Looking at the AFC and NFC championship odds today, Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, not in that order, by the way, are right together. Plus 350, BetMGM, plus 350, plus 350, plus 375. Cincinnati is fourth at plus 1,000. That's a pretty big jump or fall. What would you bet, either of you, between one of Chiefs, Bills, Ravens win the AFC or everyone else, the field?
What city am I in right now?
Ashland, Massachusetts.
You're trying to get me there, Schoep? I know what you're doing. I mean, we talked about this. I think it was last week or the week before. This is the year. This has to be the year for Buffalo. I would bet them of the three. And you're talking to somebody who for the last 5 years has bet Kansas City every August to win the Super Bowl. Last 6 years, actually, because they have three wins in the game, two losses in the game, and then they were a 7-point favorite against Cincinnati AFC title game. So that bet has literally made me a lot of money and put me in great spots. Like, I could take the other team in the Super Bowl, or I could have taken the Bengals +7, Bengals money line. That Chief bet has put me in a great spot. And here I am finding myself on the Bills this
year.
I think it's time to flip. Yeah, I'm probably going to hate myself when the Chiefs beat the Bills again. But I think this is the year, guys. And I didn't say that last year.
No.
I'm saying that this year.
I hope we haven't in some way subliminally massaged your brain in such a way that you feel compelled to bet the Bills just because you enjoy doing this with us or something. I don't want any responsibility for it. I would also bet the Bills.
But I'm asking if you would take those three teams or the field.
I would take those three teams over the field, yes.
Yeah, oh, please. I mean, the field, I mean, those three together – would, I don't even know what the price would be, -1500 or something.
That
like
high?
I mean,
okay.
It has to be. I mean, who else is knocking on the door? I don't know who, like, if I was having a draft, it's obviously 1, 2, 3, those three that you mentioned, but nobody else really scares me.
Okay.
I was laughing. I thought of you guys actually this morning because I saw this. There was a sports book that tweeted out that a bettor in Illinois wagered $100 on the Bills to have the worst record in the NFL. It is 750-1. It would pay $75,000. I think that's a horrible bet, though.
Would you put 10 on it? If not 100?
No. No. Would you?
No.
No, I wouldn't do that.
On either. This radio station? No.
The fourth team, Sam, that I that comes to mind to me, maybe I'm still spooked by a playoff loss from 3 years ago now, but I feel like there's a good team in there in the Bengals. And I mean, certainly the offense is explosive. I want to trust that they'll figure out how to not just be absolute, it's a broken dam on defense. They got to get Hendrickson figured out, obviously. But I feel like that's the next team that I would think of.
They're fourth.
Great offense, no doubt. Great offense. Question mark on defense? So if questions are answered and holes are shored up, yeah, I get it. I mean, they have one of the best quarterbacks in the league, undoubtedly. And the weapons are all there on offense. That's going to be like the equivalent of a beer league softball team. They're going to have to win every game 35-31 or something like that. I don't forecast many times that I'll be looking to bet an under on a Bengals game. Now, the books will always catch up. You never want to blind bet anything.
Yeah.
I haven't been following Hendrickson. I did notice it was a week ago or maybe 10 days ago where he was basically saying, like, I don't want to be here in so many words. And now I got, like, all my Bears buddies back home who are saying Super Bowl, those morons. They're all, oh, go get Hendrickson. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that will make them a Super Bowl contender. But that, I mean, didn't they lose? It was either 3 or 4 games last year. They scored 35 points and lost. That can't happen.
There was some of that. Let's get around a little bit here. Sam Paniatovich, our guest, wouldn't be a segment with Sam if we didn't at least once mention the Rockies. The Rockies, on this May 30th, I mean, we're 2 months in, are still sitting at 9 wins. They are 22 games out of third on May 30th.
They're gonna finish, I'm going to call it right now, they are going to finish 60 games out of fourth. That's my prediction.
Wow. Yeah, they're quite a ways back from fourth, as you'd expect with a record like that, 9 wins in 2 months.
Wow.
I think I saw from you this morning that you're on the Pacers -3.5. Want maybe like sort of an eye roll reason to oppose that? Maybe the obvious one is, and I really would ask your opinion of this. I'm not really giving you a serious one myself, really. It's that Indiana and Oklahoma City is the final. I mean, come on, give me the Knicks and the points in Game 6. Give me the Monday night.
If David Stern was still here,
yes,
I would agree with you. I don't think Adam Silver is one of those guys. I thought all along the Pacers were a better team. Fox asked me to make a pick, and I went, oh, great, there's nothing like making a pick on something you don't like. But I did land on the Pacers, and it was +140 at the time I bet it. So I'm a little biased here. I'm coming from a position where I need them to win. So I think this is their best shot. I will say this, if you think the Knicks can do it, again, I never want to speak in absolutes. So, I mean, I like the Pacers. Doesn't mean they're going to win. I just think they're the better team. And playing at home, they're going to get back to the basics. They're going to run. They're going to gun. They're going to get up and down the court. And they're going to wear the Knicks out. That's my MO, at least, or that's my prediction. But I think something that we discussed in the Stanley Cup playoffs, I think this would have been 2 weeks ago, when Bulldog asked me about Toronto and Florida, and I said, I kind of like Florida to win Game 7. I think if you like the Knicks, you bet the series. You could bet the points, I guess. You could take 3.5. People are grown men, grown women. They can do whatever they want. But I think if the Knicks win tomorrow, they win it in 7. And that's a nice way to put it in a plus price. You could probably get the Knicks. I'm going to guess it's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Could be like 275 or 3-1 to win the series. That's probably not a bad idea if you like the Knicks. Because if they win, they win six. They got all the momentum going back seven, going back home. That's going to be a tough building to win in game seven.
Your Florida thesis, though, was that, you know, Toronto evens it up and then Florida wins on the road, which is what happened there. But, you know, maybe like enough of a better team. You wouldn't see that for Indiana?
No, I don't like them. I think they would be so rattled by not delivering that knockout blow. Because you got to knock these teams out. And they have every opportunity here tomorrow, and I feel like it's going to escape them if they don't take care of business tomorrow. So if you like the Knicks, sure, take the points. But if the Knicks – I'm going to call that. If the Knicks win tomorrow, they're going to win it in game seven.
Okay.
You got to pour one out for my long shot four-team championship bet, Sam. It was a lonely moment when I logged into my app this morning and saw no active bets, because that has been keeping me company since mid-February when I bet $10 on the Thunder, the Stars, the Mets, and the Bills to all win titles in their leagues, and my Dallas Stars just could not get there. Edmonton looks hot. What do you have you looked at what the Cup Final looks like, and do you have a lean at this point?
McDavid looks possessed, Bulldog. Yeah. I don't need to tell you. I mean, good grief. And they keep circumventing a lot of issues on defense. I mean, they're missing one of their best defensemen. The goalie has been – actually, he's been good as of late, but he's super hit or miss. Thing is, you can't take the puck away from those guys. That's the problem. I mean, they just out-possess you, and they make you work so hard on D to get the puck back. Yeah. And, you know, when they come at you on that power play, good grief. I mean, forget about it. I was watching a lot of that series because I had Dallas, too, in a parlay that is now dead. So we're partners there in parlay terms. I was watching Dallas struggle to get three shots on a power play. Right. And Edmonton's getting three with every cycle. And you're like, oh, my goodness, this is a heavyweight against a cruiserweight. I mean, if you commit a penalty against Edmonton, they bury you. And that's what happened to Dallas. I mean, I turned the game on last night. It's 2-0 Oilers.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. And then, you know, you're not going to catch them when they're going. So I hope McDavid wins. I had a buddy that texted me last night. I needed Dallas. And he goes, yeah, good luck getting through the Michael Jordan of hockey. And I thought, damn, he's right. Like, there's no way they're going to come back and win the series. And you knew right away. I hope Edmonton wins. I'm pulling for them. I didn't make a bet, but I would go Oilers. It's like -115. It's a coin flip series.
Yeah.
But McDavid looks like he's ready for coronation.
They're home this year, unlike last year, for the best of seven. And I thought it was interesting that McDavid was even money to win the Conn Smythe, but Draisaitl was +750. Is there really, Bulldog, that much of a gap between the two?
I haven't kept track of the points, but I mean, McDavid won it with, I think, 34 assists last year, and he's going to get close to that again. So
they could lose again, and he could win it again anyway.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Pretty good.
But that is a big gap, those two guys, because Draisaitl could just go off too. Yeah.
So McDavid's got 26 points. Draisaitl has 25. The number one scorer on Florida is Barkov. He's got 17. So McDavid is almost 10 points up on Barkov.
The 1995 Pacers up 3-1 against the Knicks. Lost 5 in New York. Lost 6 at home. And then won it in Game 7 in New York. I'm sure that's really important to point out. That 30 years ago when these same two teams played. And David Stern was the commissioner. Indiana took it. All right, Sam. Yes?
If I was going to be a meatball, I'd say that wouldn't have happened if Jordan didn't go play baseball. That's,
you know, maybe right. Exciting weekend plans at all?
No, I got nothing. I'm going to be in the garden. She goes, I need 3 hours in the garden. I go, oh, great. Here we go.
Enjoy it.
The 3 hours. That's a joke. It's going to be 8.
I never, well.
Right?
We'll find out. It's never.
Send pictures.
It's never what I want to do, but I can tell myself to get into it and just find things about working outside that I like, and it helps. So if you need that, feel free to take it. Sam, you're welcome. Thank you, Sam. Enjoy your weekend. Sam Panayotovic, Bet Sweats, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Check him out, the Odyssey app, or the Bet 1520 weekday mornings with Joe Ostrowski. That's right now. That's last weekend to the big garden store, like I mentioned, we did that, planting flowers and digging and mulching and all that exciting stuff.
I believe my wife got flowers that are supposed to be for the hollowed out tree stump planter thing that I'm creating. So that's my day tomorrow. That is, that's it. All right. As early as it's okay to run a power drill outside, that's where I'll be. Can't wait.
Your neighbors are being warned right now.
I'm not going to start up at, you know, I'll wait until 10 a.m. on a Saturday. I'm not going to get out there before that.
I think it's good to add an hour on the weekends. I think it's 9
for lawnmower. On a Monday through Friday, sure. Yeah.
And then 10 on the weekends?
Yeah. That's always been my rule of thumb.
I like it.
Yeah.
Coming up, Connor Rogers. We'll talk some more NFL with him. Paul Hamilton will join us later in the show. The Sabres hire former Blue Jackets GM Jarmo Kekalainen to their front office, and we'll, again, get back to that later this afternoon. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.